Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world, accompanied by some of the best folks in the business. And right at the very top of that list, as far as I'm concerned, is our first guest. Her name is Deborah Burlingame. She was the sister of Charles, also known as Chick Burlingame, the pilot of American Airlines Flight 77 that was hijacked on September 11th, 2001 and flown into the Pentagon with devastating effects. She has ever since been at the very forefront of the war for the free world, both in helping the rest of us understand that that's what we're in, and by her example and her vision and her marvelous articulateness, helping us to figure out what to do to prevail in it. Deborah Burlingame, it is always a privilege to have you with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Frank.
We are brought together once again to discuss a story that you have been very, very much involved in for a long time, namely the plans to put in immediate proximity to the site where two other planes were used, again, to devastating effect on 9/11 in New York City, a mosque, the so-called Ground Zero Mosque. And there's been, on the part of those who have been promoting this idea, both the Imam Faisal Rauf and others, Muslim and non-Muslim alike, this contention that, well, this particular site was really at some remove from Ground Zero and therefore shouldn't be considered, as I know you think of it, as I do, as hallowed ground. Tell us the latest on that matter and where it should leave us in this question.
Well, recently a surveying crew on the site found another piece of airplane wreckage wedged between 51 Park Place, which is the former Burlington Coat Factory, and the building beside it, a small 18-inch space. The piece of plane wreckage is clearly marked as a Boeing airplane part, and it has been, Boeing has said that this is the trailing edge suspension system for the plane's flap. So the speculation is that this is another piece of Flight 175, which was crashed in a northerly position, flinging rubble and plane parts and human victims all over. As the Flight 11, same kind of airplane was going in the opposite direction. So this is not the first piece of airplane wreckage that was found on the site. That very same building had the strut of a landing gear plunged through the roof. It plunged through the roof in several floors. It landed on the third floor of that building. It basically rendered the entire building uninhabitable, and it has remained so marked as uninhabitable to this day. But this is the building that was purchased by Sharif Al-Gamal and Soho Properties. His plan was to demolish it and build, along with the building next to it, which he also bought, a 15-story mega mosque, a mosque that would be on the top floor of that building and that would accommodate 2,000 people, a very large mosque. And so we fought this. One of their claims was, yes, that this was nowhere near Ground Zero. We said, you know, that is ridiculous considering that an airplane part flew through the roof and destroyed most of the building,
right,
or parts of the building.
Before this one was found, this was, a landing gear
right.
Assembly, right?
Yes. And, but also, remember, you know, on 9/11, you had 1.8 million tons of pulverized concrete and twisted steel removed from that site. You remember the pictures of the cloud debris in that cloud. That cloud also, when those buildings collapsed, was full of organic matter. That's crushed human people. And that was found, you had body parts found in the East and the Hudson Rivers, and you had that organic matter on the windowsills in Brooklyn. In front of this building on the street, a human body part was found. So it was clear, always clear, that this was part of the attack scene, and it was part of the building's appeal to these people.
Tell us about that again. Our guest is Deborah Burlingame, and she has been a leader with 9/11 Families for a Secure America and many, many other remarkably important initiatives. Also the author of some of the most important and I think influential columns on this and related subjects in the Wall Street Journal and again elsewhere. And Deborah, just drill down on what it was about, this idea of putting this mosque in this particular facility close by that particular space.
The imam that was really the spokesman for the project at the time, Imam Ralph, that you mentioned, he gives us a clue in a book he wrote. Its title was What's Right with Islam. That was the English title, but in Malaysia, where he has an office and he's based, the title was A Call to Prayer from the World Trade Center Rubble, Islamic Dawah in the Heart of America, post 9/11.
Dawah being proselytizing and
proselytizing
recruitment, right.
Which they consider a pillar of Islam. They wanted to turn, I'm convinced, based on some of his own Friday sermons that we monitored, that their aim was to turn Lower Manhattan, the site of the bloodiest attack on America, into a Muslim neighborhood. That would be their beachhead and their headquarters. And the symbolism of it was, I think, really quite delicious to them, to use a perverse word. But I do believe they were giddy over the idea. And Imam Ralph talked all about the time about how amazing it was that 9/11 had brought a lot of people to Islam and American Western converts to Islam. And I think that's what they wanted to do. And they relished the idea of doing it on that site. And his own wife, in an interview, basically said that that they found that building. Allah led them to it, and she mentioned the airplane part.
Yeah, give us a quick status report. Where are they on this project? Have they in fact gotten this building, turned into a mosque, or is it still in the process, or are they standing down?
Well, El Gamal, who is the president and CEO of the company that the private firm that bought the building with investors, has had a lot of legal troubles. He was kicked out of his office, couldn't pay his back rent. He owed tens of thousands of dollars. He had a tax bill over, I think, $300,000 that he had to negotiate. And he's had problems with Con Ed because, in fact, that building is owned by Con Ed. He has a 99-year lease, which permits him to demolish and basically do anything he wants. But Con Ed has also been litigating with him over issues. So he's had a difficult time. Because of the controversy, I think that there's been a lot of exposés about his past. He has an arrest record, 7 arrests for assault, soliciting prostitutes. He beat up a guy who was a tenant in one of his other buildings. So he's had legal problems and PR problems. I think that despite the fact that they've had problems raising money for this project, I think that they could do it in a heartbeat if there were no controversy attached. In fact, one of the Saudi princes tried to offer a compromise. He said, I'll rescue St. Vincent's Hospital, which went out of business and went bankrupt. He said, I'll rescue that if we can have the mosque next to it. That would be in Greenwich Village. So I think the public, didn't like that at all, the idea of a Saudi owning a Catholic hospital. But I think that the history is that if you could argue that these are harmless, peace-loving Muslims, and I'm not prepared to make that argument, but let's say hypothetically you could, I'm still very skeptical because of the location. When these moderate Muslims get into trouble, that's when the Wahhabis move in. rescue them with money and take over and insert their radical imam.
Deborah,
we have to
leave it at that, I'm afraid. I thank you very much for this update on a most important question. Will we allow these sorts of mosques, triumphalists as they often are, to be built on hallowed ground? And this is unmistakably hallowed ground. Thank you for your leadership in fighting that, Deborah Burlingame. And please keep us posted. There's so much more to talk about, and I hope we'll have a chance to do so again soon. Next up, we'll be speaking with Joe Klein about what is going on at the United Nations with respect to Syria. Straight ahead. We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.